You're listening to episode 243 of Lifestyle Locker Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. We also encourage that you comment, review, and share this show if you are enjoying it from wherever and whenever you're listening. Lastly, we encourage you to check out all the links that we provide in the show notes. They are there for you, for your health, for your lifestyle. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. So dive into this episode. We'll see you on the inside. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Dr. Josh Hant here. Just want to say a quick hello. This is the Memorial Day podcast. This is just to say hi. Hope you're having an awesome day, an awesome long weekend. I know it's Monday, so I know we're winding down here. I just wanted to share with you a couple thoughts and feelings over the past 16 months. I know I've shared a lot, and so here we go. If you would have told me 16 months ago that the world would have been shut down, that New York City would have been shut down, that fear, that physiology of fear would have stayed along for 16 months, even though we see in other states that there is no fear anymore. They are open, they're free, they're all these things. If you would have also told me that, you know, you're going to be censored, you have the potential problem of becoming deplatformed on certain social media, you may be locked out of certain accounts for periods of time, maybe even permanently, I would have said, yeah, right, no censorship in the U.S. Come on, who are you kidding? Definitely not. You can't lock businesses down. You can't shut cities down. You can't censor people when they're sharing their feelings, their facts, and things like this. You know, I've been that person, and you know, our business was impacted in New York City. Our family is impacted. You know, travel was impacted. People's health was impacted. And I'll tell you what, getting censored is kind of crazy. It makes me think this, right? I haven't been dinged on iTunes or any of the podcast apps, but if I think about it, you know, the people that are getting censored, like myself, if I share a statistic or something from the CDC, literally, this has happened on Facebook a number of times. I was blocked for 90 days. I was probably not allowed to do things on Facebook for almost a little more than a quarter of the year in 2020 into 2021. And, you know, I'm sharing a link from the CDC saying 6% of all deaths from COVID are actually from COVID, where 94% people died with multiple comorbidities, right? Things that were outside of the scope of COVID. And that includes even things like a car accident or motorcycle accident where people died and then were tested for COVID after death and they get put into the COVID count, even though they may have died in a motorcycle accident. So sharing statistics from the CDC gets me dinged. Sharing things from the VAERS, the Vaccines Adverse Events Reporting System, which is another CDC site, gets me dinged on social media. Sharing that I believe currently there were over 4,600 deaths from the multiple COVID vaccinations, which I believe are more than the last 22 years of reported vaccine deaths. That's a lot. 5 months or less, actually less than 5 months, of a vaccine has more deaths than 22 years of vaccines. That's freaking insane. I get dinged for that. So let's move forward from this. But I just, you know, I hope we're coming out of this hole. I hope things come to light. I hope people are waking up from the situation. You know, I get to see places like Florida or Texas where things are getting better. Actually, I shouldn't say getting better. Things are better and have been better for long periods of time. It makes me really question why, you know, certain states like New York are still doing what we're doing. Right? The facts are in. The stats are in. You know, is our health being politicized in these major cities? Just think about it. Places that are not major cities, especially in the Northeast, California, Illinois, right? These types of places, they still have lockdowns. It's really bizarre. They still have people masking. It's really bizarre. So I ultimately think that moving forward, and it's our Memorial Day weekend, we are celebrating those who fought for our freedoms, right? Of all things. So let's keep our freedoms. Let's not give up on our freedoms. Let's not give up on our rights, our constitutional rights. Let's focus on what we can do to be better for each other. I think this whole mainstream media shutdown, lockdown push, which was politicized, has created such a huge rut, such a huge trench, if you will, of fear built in the person's psyche, that people are almost afraid in these major cities to have a mask off. I mean, just this past week, you know, sitting in Central Park, reading a book on my lunch break, listening to a podcast as well. After I'm sitting and I get to see people running with no masks on, people that are obviously not from our area, no masks on. And then I see people walking with 2 and 3 masks on that are young with a plastic face shield with gloves. Listen, that person may have some crazy disease, but what were they doing before COVID, right? What were they doing before all of this? They didn't hide for certain seasons and never come out of their shell. So yes, I get that fear has been burned into our psyches. And this young woman that I saw walking with multiple face masks, face shield and gloves outside in about 80 degrees of sunshine in New York City, it concerns me. It concerns me that people are going to almost want it, right? Like it's something we should have all the time. I mean, think about the kids. These kids wearing masks all day. We know it's not healthy. We know that they have scientifically have a likelihood of getting sick and dying from COVID is like their survivability rate is like 99.9997% or something crazy like that. And, you know, I'm really just concerned. I'm concerned we're really losing our freedoms and losing the things that we're celebrating Memorial Day for. We're celebrating those that have fought for our freedoms, fought for our life, fought for us to make the free choices that we get to make. Like I get to have this podcast. I get to choose whether I want to or not want to get a vaccine. I get to choose whether I want to eat McDonald's or I want to eat healthy organic food. Those things are all choices. And we're going down the dark road here, people, where we potentially may be able to not have these choices again. And that to me is very, very scary. So I want to leave you with this. Have an amazing Memorial Day weekend. Spend time with those that you love. Celebrate the freedom. Fly your American flag high. And have an awesome time. Make healthy choices. Don't just go straight for the libations and the junk food or the candy. Do some things that are healthy this weekend for you, right? That's your choice too. And don't beat yourself up if you do have a drink, if you're one of the people that may be crazy like myself at times, that will beat myself up if I eat something unhealthy. I'm stopping myself from doing that because it's not worth it to beat yourself up over some little things. As long as you're doing the majority of them good, make the weekend awesome. Have a lot of fun. And I'll see you on the next episode.